And thanks a lot, Will Owen, for a great, great music tonight. And you just heard a very nostalgic record for my sister Betsy Crabb sitting right here. The Outlaws nice playing Green Grass and High Tides. And it's a couple of minutes after 7 o'clock, and you are tuned to 91.7 KAXC, 90.5 KBXC, and 89.9. you're listening to KAXC.
Northern Community Radio.
Northern Community Radio, here for all of y'all. And tonight is, it's 7 o'clock, so that must mean it's green cheese. And just want to tell you, it's cold outside. It's a great night to sit indoors and really welcome aboard.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
You know, Betsy, you think that the favorite plant of a porcupine is the cactus, but it's thinking like that that has almost ruined this country.
Of course.
Sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man, not a mouse. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Oh, yeah, it's green cheese. As it is every Saturday night. Betsy, can you hear me?
I think I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay.
Green cheese call-in trivia, where I ask and Betsy asks questions, and you, our brilliant listeners, will call in with said answers to 218-326-1234. It's a family show, you guys. Keep it clean. Innuendo's fine, but just be careful. Walk away from your source. It's really important. Otherwise, there's just horrible,
super important,
horrible feedback. Get a pen and paper. Because I know I listen to cheese, too, just like you guys do.
As everybody knows, because we always call in.
I know. Isn't that awful? Anyway, is that you write it down so you don't go, oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
I always write it down.
Hate that. Yeah, you got to always write it down. And I also want to tell you that Green Cheese is sponsored by Krupp's Resort, located in Twin Lakes, Upper Michigan. Upper Michigan, Betsy.
Awesome.
Open year-round for family gatherings, leisure, outdoor activities, and more. Online booking and a full list of their offerings can be found at CrupsResortMI.com. And don't forget to thank them for their support when you go there for supporting KAXE, as you all do too, I'm sure. We've got a boatload of questions, as we normally do, so get those dialing fingers ready.
Especially Mojo with the rotary phone.
Yeah, Mojo's, Mojo. It's okay. All right, go ahead, Betsy. I'm going to let you start.
Well, we've got some leftover ones, and then I've got a few. These are literary detectives. This is one that never got answered before. Which scheming and repellent character appears in five of Patricia Highsmith's novels? Who is the murderer in Raymond Chandler's The Big Sleep? And which crusading Swedish journalist died in 2004, leaving behind the manuscripts of three now famous thrillers?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And then I'm just going to throw out a couple. I'm going to do
a few
of these.
I would, yep. Mm-hmm.
So we've got a list of, I have a list of people, and I want you to tell me who they are better known as.
Commonly known as.
Yes.
Give a couple.
I'm going to give two, three. Tramar Lacille Dillard, Jacques Berman Webster II, and Montero Lamar Hill.
Okay. I've also got the exciting thing to tell you that we finally got somebody that would be Tatk. I don't know who you are or where you're calling from, but you can.
Tatk.
Sent in a bunch of questions, which we love. You guys send in questions. Don't forget to provide the answers. So I'm going to ask a few of those too, so we can have a whole bunch of stuff out there. What organelle is responsible for protein modification and packaging? What type of bond involves the sharing of electron pairs? What is the study of fish? And what are the two ions that determine the resting potential of a NURB? Hello, you're on green cheese. Oops. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Walk away from the source.
Hi, you're on green cheese. Well, let's try again. 218-326-1234. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Got food in my mouth. Hang on a second. Okay. I didn't think it was going to happen that fast. Okay. Fish.
Yes.
What, the study of fish, was that the question?
Yes.
I think that would be ichthyology.
I think you would be right. And where are you calling from?
This is Migrating Warblers in Bemidji.
Migrating Warblers, if you don't have enough to share with all of us, I prefer... What do you eat?
Yeah, I was just... What are you eating?
Yeah.
It was leftover guacamole with crackers. It's our dinner tonight. So,
yum. Yeah.
That sounds like a good dinner.
I think it's
going
to be followed with popcorn. So.
Nicely done, ma'am.
Nothing too fancy tonight.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Can I give a quick shout-out to OJ in Prairie City, Oregon?
Absolutely. I'm hoping they're calling.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Can I give a quick shout-out to OJ?
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Oh, hi, this is Pizza Guy, too, from Brainerd.
How's it going, Pizza Guy?
Oh, not too bad. It's been forever since I talked to you.
Yeah.
I think my ichthyology answer was answered already.
It was. You have anything else?
I don't. I didn't know any of the other questions yet.
Okay. Well, you've got time. Call back in. It's good.
Right.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, can I give a shout out to my boy Jonah and to Gabe and Trevor out in out North Villager.
I hope they're listening. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Oh, hey folks.
Hi, Simon.
Time to late PM. Hey, how are you both doing?
Good. Great. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, very well. Well, no, I know a few here, I think, but we'll go with, I think you asked what ions are involved in create the resting potential of a nerve. I think that was a question, right?
That exactly was a question, yes, sir.
Sodium and potassium.
That is correct, sir. Good work, Simon.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. Look, shout out to everybody, and I'll be trying to get in again and looking forward to the show as always.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Down Lake.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, ichthyology, except, of course, it's been answered 100 times already.
100 times.
Uh-huh, at least.
Yeah. We underestimated the fishing expertise when we dialed in. And we just tuned in, so we don't even know what other questions are open.
Well,
not that many.
We don't have a ton, but we will get some out there for you, Linda. Stay tuned.
All righty. Well, I just want to give a shout-out to Zoot and Galahad, and I'll wait to hear more questions. Maybe I'll get back in with an answer that's right. I haven't had a correct answer in a couple weeks here, so I am overdue.
You are due, yeah. My friend. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Has the fish question been answered?
It sure has.
No.
Darn it.
It was a giveaway.
I know. I'm relying on these questions from our friend that is a KAXC Green Cheese listener who sent in questions. And yes, that is. It's ichthyology, as we all know now. We can take that one off our list. And where are you calling from?
Anoka.
Anoka, good to hear from you, as usual.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks.
What was the Raymond Chandler question?
Go ahead, Beth.
Let me look here.
Or has that already been answered?
No, it has not.
Who is the murderer in Raymond Chandler's The Big Sleep?
That is the casino owner.
I just want to say that I shouldn't even ask. It's kind of a trick question. And it's probably... I'm sure it's from the book.
I just can't remember the... I'm going from the movie with Bogart and Bacall.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, let it go
at that, and we'll get back to you. Call when you got another one.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I have to redeem myself now.
You will. Trust me. I know you will.
All right.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is the Russell Avenue Rustlers.
Yeah.
I wanted to answer the question about the study of fish. Has that been answered?
About six times.
Oh, well. I'll just do a few shout-outs and get out of your hair.
What is it?
Oh, ichthyology?
Yep, it sure is.
I love that. Even though you guys got it as a repeat correct question, you still got it.
Yeah, you still got to answer it. I mean, you still answered it.
Woohoo!
All right, then.
Awesome.
All right, then.
All right, I'll give a shout-out to the migrating warblers up in Bemidji and the pine tree transplants, and then the pool wranglers over in Golden Valley.
Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the question, was it Monterey Lamal Hill?
Yeah, Betsy, you're
Oh, yeah. Monterey Lamal Hill, yes.
Is that Little Nas X?
It is Little Nas X. Good work.
Cool. All right.
Important safety tip, listeners.
Keewatin Country Club, shout out to Winnisfee and White Bear Lake.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Has the question about the study of fish been answered?
This will be about 10 times now.
I think people are going to be asking this question until the end of the show.
Sure. All right. Well, ichthyology.
How about the
chemistry question?
Go ahead.
The bonds. Covalent?
That is correct, sir. What type of bond involves the sharing of electron pairs? A covalent bond.
Yeah.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Big Lake on the River. Shout out to John and Morgan and Turtle River. And thanks for the good show.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. So has the answer about the fish, or the question about the fish been answered? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
This would make 50.
I think somebody might just be answering my the question I was calling for. I was going to answer the question about the bonds that share electrons.
Yeah, you can say it too. It was just before you, so you're, you know, forgiven for that. What do you got?
Thanks. I was going to say covalent bond.
And you would have been right as well.
Oh, well, just a little bit late.
It's okay. Where are you calling from?
This is Danger Camp Oahu.
Hi, Danger Camp. Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you.
What's the temperature?
I think it's probably about 76 right now.
It's chilly.
It's almost. Yeah. It's close to that here-ish.
It's been getting down to like 68 at night.
Ouch! Thanks, Danger Camp. It's always lovely to hear from you.
Thanks so much. Great show.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, ladies. Time of the Lakes again.
Yes.
Well, not sure. Covalent bond has been got, but I'm not sure how many people know cellular biology, but I think you asked what organelle is responsible for altering and packaging of proteins?
Yeah,
is that
was
that a question?
I did ask that question, and nobody has yet to answer and that.
It is the Golgi apparatus.
Yeah, Golgi apparatus is exactly correct. It's something I use all the time.
We all do use them as we speak right now, but we... Like so many things in our physiology, we are unaware of it.
Certainly are. And you know what?
Yeah.
These are one of those things where, you know, tonight I'm going to go home and I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. Cellular biology and physiology, just absolutely fascinating. I could suck it up all day.
Nicely
anyway.
Done, sir. Thanks so much.
All right. Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I got to go use my Golgi apparatus right now.
I don't have any idea, any plans.
I do too. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's the Patricia Highsmith character, Tom Ripley.
Thank God.
Yes, that one went on and on and on
and
for the last time.
Oh, my God. I hope you've read those books and seen the movies.
I've seen the movies. I've read one of the books.
Oh, they are so good. And I don't know what... You know, they just made a recent one, like a little series of The Talented Mr. Ripley, which I found it was good, more like the book, but the one with Matt Damon, dude, that's really good.
Yes, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Okay, where are you calling from?
This is Tracy. I'm calling from Britt.
Britt, good to hear from you.
And I will shout out to Brenda in Phoenix.
Oh, I hope they're listening.
I hope so, too.
Okay, thanks.
And also to a whole lot of people in my neighborhood who helped us find our lost dog.
Aww.
That's awesome.
I'm happy that they did. Thank you so much.
He was out and about for 3 weeks, and now he's home.
Well, he was having an adventure.
Yeah.
It's very worrisome, though, and I'm so happy you found him.
All right. Thanks so much for calling and helping us, letting us know he's safe.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lakes again. Can't believe I got right back in. You asked, has anyone answered the one about the crusading Swedish journalist who died in 2004?
Nobody has answered that yet, Simon.
Stieg Larsson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is Stieg Larsson. Mm-hmm. That is correct, sir.
All right. Thank you again. Get Thanks. Out the way. Good night.
Yep, good night. Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
It's always good to be on Green Cheese. I have a road to an answer without actually getting there.
Okay.
You talked about a novel that the author passed away.
Of course.
I think that's the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series.
It is.
I don't. I honestly don't know.
She didn't read it, but I did.
Yeah. The question was. Which and Simon got
He's
it right
author.
Before you. Which crusading journalist died in 2004?
Did.
Yeah, right before you. Died in 2004, leaving behind the manuscripts of three now famous thrillers. So
yes. So That's about all I got. It's like a halfway there, so I didn't get all the way to Simon level, which is not unusual.
It's Stieg Larsson.
It's, yes.
S-T-E-I-G.
Stieg Larsson, thank you.
All right, Galahad.
Yes. What was the name of the person whose name started with Charmin or something like that?
Tramar. I would pray that you would get this, Galahad. It's Tramar Lacel Dillard, and that middle name is Lacel.
I'm not going to get this one, but I know, you know, the person it should be is Charo from Johnny Carson.
Who's married to Coogie.
Is married. Xavier Cugat.
Yeah. And who is actually
an accomplished flamenco guitarist.
Yes, she is.
And still is alive, I believe.
You'll have to get her real name on a future question.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, so Zoot here. We're enjoying life by the falls, and I got to give a call out to Linda, who called out to us on the first call tonight.
Yep. I'm sure she's listening. Thanks so much, Galahad.
And go, Linda. Get one right.
All right, bye. All right.
I'm going to throw out a couple more names.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. let's see. So who are these people better known as? Malcolm James McCormick, Trevor George Smith Jr., and Andre Rommel Young.
We receive support from North Ohm's Children and Family Services, providing compassionate mental health services to children and families at home, school, and in the community. More information at northohms.org. Hey, stay tuned tonight. Special programming with
After Dark.
After Dark, and that would be DJ Ben Franklinstein. We will be listening all the way home, sir. I'm sure it'll be a good show. Here's another from our people that sent us to comments@kaxc.org. Actually, Galahad's done it before.
Many have.
And I'm encouraging all of you to do it. Make sure that the questions are good and hard, and make sure that you provide the answer. And, you know, everybody's got a niche, pals. Everybody's got a niche. Here's some more from our listeners' questions. What is the rate-limiting enzyme of glycolysis? What is the three-letter code for phenylalanine? When someone is hyperventilating, their blood is what? And before a protein is complete and ready to do its job, what process must its string of amino acids go through? 218-326-1234. A couple of leftover movie math. Stalag blank minus Apollo blank equals blank, and passenger blank divided by blank amigos equals blank, and finally Winchester blank times house of blank corpses equals blank.
And then I've got a couple of more literary detectives.
And then we'll answer some poems.
Who created Philip Marlowe? And which inspector is featured in Charles Dickens' Bleak House?
Okay. Higher on Green Cheese.
Hi. Hyperventilating question?
Yes.
If they're hyperventilating, the blood is hypercapnic, high in CO2.
Or more commonly, more what?
Carbon dioxide.
There's a word I'm looking for on the more carbon dioxide, which would mean... what's the I'm trying to lure it out of you because I'm not the STEM person here in this place. And you're right, but their blood is what? More what?
Well, there's a low oxygen content and a high carbon dioxide content.
So that must mean
that's what hypercapnia is.
Okay, so I'm just going to give the answer here that I've got because I don't know, and you'll correct me, I'm sure. Is that means it's more?
Maybe.
It's more acidic.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
I mean, because that's CO2 and water makes carbonic acid.
Oh, CO2 plus water. Okay.
We'll leave it to the professionals.
I'll leave it to the professionals. So therefore, yes, you're right, sir. where are you calling from?
Anoka.
Anoka, good to hear from you again. Thank you so much. See, you got in there and you got one.
Yeah.
And you schooled us all. Thank you so much.
Well, it's 6 years of nursing school do that to you.
Well, you bet it will. And I mean,
thanks for being a nurse.
Thanks for being a nurse is right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Did anybody answer the question for the three-letter code for phenylalanine?
No.
No.
It would be PHE.
That is correct. What is phenylalanine?
Phenylalanine, it's one of the main amino acids that your body produces.
Okay.
And then in biochem in university.
See, there you go. I am so happy that these people have these things, these pockets of knowledge about this stuff. See?
Next time we're on biochemistry and nursing.
That's correct. Where are you calling from?
This is Winnisippi calling from White Bear Lake. I want to give a shout out to Kiwan Country Club.
Oh, they are listening. I heard from them.
Perfect. Well, you guys have a good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, it's Simon the Lakes here. Say, I have to quibble with that last answer. When you're hyperventilating, you do not gain more CO2. You get rid of more CO2, and you become basic. You become alkalotic, not hyperventilation causes respiratory alkalosis. It does not cause acidosis, the opposite.
Oh, okay. So he was actually...
When you stop breathing, if you're not breathing well enough, let's say you something's interfering with your breathing, then you become hypercapnic and you become acidotic then. But if you are hyperventilating, I think that was a question, right? When you are hyperventilating, your blood becomes alkalotic, your pH goes up. So, that is, it becomes more basic, more alkaline. It does not go down. It's the opposite.
So it's more acidic is. Is that correct then?
It is not. It is wrong. Yes. When you're if you're acidic already, in fact, when the body is acidic, as let's say you've got various metabolic things that cause acidosis, if you are acidic, you will often hyperventilate in order to correct that. That's why if you've ever known people who have got bad diabetes, where they get diabetic ketoacidosis, it will hyperventilate, and that's in order for the body's trying to correct for the acidosis. Because when you hyperventilate, you lower. So if you just are normally at rest and all of a sudden you get a panic attack and you start hyperventilating, your body's pH will very quickly rise. That is, you will become less acidic. More alkalotic.
Well, yeah. And so now we've determined that I wouldn't have had any way to know that. So, Simon, once again, we depend on your knowledge to keep this motor running. So thank you very much.
There we go. And you can look that one up after the show or anything if there's any dispute there. But that's basic physiology right there, you know, so. Okay. Anyway, I had another one I was going to answer originally, but I'll let that one go. I don't want to be, because I've weighed in enough on this, that I don't want to bug anyone else by taking enough there. We'll just leave it at that for now.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. Bye. Good night.
Good night. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Malcolm James McCormick?
Yes.
Is that Mac Miller, the rapper?
It is Mac Miller. Good work.
Where are you calling
and then
from?
Can I answer one more?
Sure. We're going for it. We're in control.
Solog 17 minus Apollo 13 equals 4.
That is correct, sir.
Yes.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
Keewatin Country Club.
Keewatin, you've been shouted out to and back. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Green grass and hot castle river. Can't believe you guys shut up that song, man.
We didn't.
Call me up.
It happens automatically.
Hear your voices.
It happens automatically.
Well, it's good to hear yours, Keech, as a matter of fact.
All right, thank you. So you had a question about like a Trevor Young Jr. or something like that?
Trevor George Smith Jr.
Yeah, everybody knows that that was Hervé Vilches from Fantasy Island. The plane!
That is incorrect, sir.
Oh! All right, I'm going to lay down by my fish.
All right, thank you, sir.
The mojo and the patty droppers, idiots.
All right, bye-bye. Let's ask some more questions.
All right, I'm just going to throw a couple that I already have here. Who created Philip Marlowe, and which inspector is featured in Charles Dickens' Bleak House? And I'll just throw out a couple other random things that I have here. The Plum View Tree can be found where? And Pacas, P-A-C-A-S, is a variety of what? And the national tree of the UK is what?
Okay. And I've got some, I'll throw out some more from our friend. Before a protein is complete and ready to do its job, what process must its string of amino acids go through? Only two mammals. What are the only two mammals that lay eggs? What is the name of the class of cartilaginous fish called? Not ichthyology, because that would be what? The study of fish. This is the name of the class of cartilaginous fish. What spooky 2001 GameCube game starring Mario's brother got a remake for the Nintendo Switch in 2019? In Mario Kart, the power that targets the player in first and explodes on impact is a shell that is what color? And then, which Five Nights at Freddy's game first introduced the idea of Remnant? 218-326-1234. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, ladies. Time the legs. I can't believe I got in so easily again.
Red phone. Well, Dolores' is red phone.
Dolores' is red phone. That's right. It's the can that I talked about with the string and then the fancy high-end hacker technology once I'm in the building, you know. But anyway. The we'll go with the tree. It's the English oak is the national tree of
I knew things. Yeah. And what mine says the royal oak, but I'm sure it's the same thing. So the English oak, yeah. So English royal. It all goes together. You're royalty here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So anyway, great job, ladies.
Thank you, sir. Simon.
Bye.
Good night.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, sorry, have to run away from my force.
That's Jen.
Hi, Betsy and Julie.
Hi, Jen.
I think I have one of the answers for your egg-laying mammal.
Yes.
Is that a duck-billed platypus?
That is correct, ma'am. That's one of them. Now we've got another one.
I can't think of what the other one is, but I'll leave that out there for somebody else.
Okay, we'll take that one to the bank then, ma'am.
All right, and a shout-out to Jeff and Woodridge. And a happy new year to all the Green Cheesers.
Thank you so happy much, Jen. New happy new you. Year to you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
So much royalty calling in tonight.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great. How about you?
Doing good. This is Luke from the Loony Bin in Deer River.
Yes.
It sounds like someone got platypus for a egg-laying mammal.
Yes.
Okay. Can I take a shot at the other one?
No, you absolutely can.
Okay. Is it an echidna? Echidna? Something like that?
Nah. It's not what I have. I've got a thing that doesn't have I don't have a Latin name. Let's put it that way. I just have what it is. So that's what I'm going to need the answer. That's how I'm going to need
it. I might not know that one.
Okay, well, Luke, it's great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I think somebody's answering my question right now.
Uh-oh, Cass.
Which question?
Yeah. The two animals, is it pronounced echidna or echidna?
Well, that's what he was saying, but is that another name for another thing? Because this...
Oh,
yeah.
That's not the one you have. Oh.
No,
well,
it's...
I know platypus for sure, but...
Well, see, it's, now,
there could be some controversy. Who knows?
There could be some controversy because these are questions from a listener, and we always presume that they're correct.
Just like with us, because we, like make, with us, but we make errors as well.
We make errors. That's for darn sure.
They're both marsupials from Tasmania.
Well, I'm going to look that one up, Cass, and it's really lovely to hear from you, sir.
Oh, we're glad to go over there tonight.
Yeah, wouldn't miss it.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I got through right away.
Me too.
Okay, honey.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Talk to you again. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how about the mammals that lay eggs? You got both of them already?
Well, we've got one, and we've got controversy on two.
On the other one.
Okay. I'm guessing that the one you already got is a platypus, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fair. How about the pelagic cartilaginous fish? If I was an ichthyologist, I'd know this for sure, but what about sharks?
No.
No, okay.
Ask the question again.
It was, what is the name of the class? Oh, it's the class I'm looking for, not the fish. The class of cartilaginous fish. So,
okay.
You know,
if only you knew an example of another class of fish.
Well, there's, you know, I know that there's phylum, genus, blah, 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 and I just don't know what this class is. But there
is. Understood.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
well,
sir.
I'll try again.
Where are you calling
Big Lake
from?
On the river.
Where are you calling
from? Big Lake on the river.
Big Lake on the river. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lakes again. Boy, I tell you, it's remarkably easy to get through with my magic phone tonight.
Uh-huh.
Gets everyone out the way and gets me to the front of the line somehow. But,
good work.
Anyway, you asked about pacas. What is it? What are they? What is one?
Pacas is a variety of what?
It's a big rodent in South Central America.
That is not what I have. I have PACAS is a variety of what?
A rodent.
That is not what I have. It is not an animal.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
now you're making us question.
I know it. Well, this is something, these are ones that I, these are old questions of mine that I just.
Oh, I took it as plural. What are packers? A paca is a big rodent, so I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's not alpaca, though. It's
not an alpaca. But what is what are pacas? PACAS. Pacas are a big.
It is
kind of a rodent, but pacas. I put an S on the end of plural. I thought you were asking about them in plural. So if you ask what are pacas, like what are horses? Pacas are big rodents.
It is. I see that now, but when I look up whatever the other one, the answer that I have, it also comes up. So,
well, so there's
so it's not only an animal, but it is
something else.
Another substance.
Yeah, it's something else that I don't know, obviously. So I will look forward to who does know that. But they are, a paca or pacas are these big rodents.
Yeah, and honestly, I hope I never meet one.
I think they're pretty. I think they're. More scared of you than you are of them, as they say, you know. So
they do say.
Anyway.
Thank you, sir.
Good night, lady.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Calling from Hexa. I'd like to answer the question about DNA and RNA. Can you repeat it again?
Okay, hold on. I said something about proteins or what was it?
Something about DNA?
I have what is the rate limiting enzyme of glycolysis? And then I have, before a protein is complete and ready to do its job, what process must its string of amino acids go through? And then what is the name of the class of cartilaginous fish called? Otherwise, I'm not seeing it. DNA?
I'll answer that question about what process proteins must go through before they're ready. I believe it's called protein folding.
You are absolutely right. Good job. Where are you calling from?
Hackensack.
Hey, nice to hear from you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I also think I know the answer to the question for glycolysis as well.
Well, you can answer that if you'd like.
I think it's hexokinase.
Okay, so the rate-limiting enzyme is hex. Well, I've got like a three-letter. Looks like it must be, you know, like a. How do I put this?
Oh.
The three-letter word for it.
Three-letter words.
And what did you say it was, though, the word? That's what I'm going to write down, too.
Hexokinase.
Hexokinase, okay. And I bet I'm even going to spell that right. But I that's not what I have, but that doesn't mean you're wrong, sir. Because I'm feeling like...
Well, we'll just get every,
well,
like.
Well, just I'm just gonna throw it out there, and you know what? I'll actually give these answers at the end of the tonight's programming, just so they don't carry over, and we can get those sort of packed away. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling. All right. Bye bye. Well, hi. You're on Green Cheese.
Wow. Well, I don't know if I can compete with all this science tonight.
Kidding, Nancy.
Yeah. Nancy, you have to know some of the names that I've asked.
Don't even say it.
I'm going to guess that one's for another egg layer of mammal with an egg layer.
Okay.
The spiny anteater?
That's the one I'm looking for. Now, this other one that they keep talking about, that's probably one too?
It's a class because the spiny anteater is an echidna.
Oh.
Okay, then, you see there. There's where we were going astray. Good work,
so they
Nancy.
Were right as well. They had
they
the right
were
class.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was the class, yeah.
Okay, see, there you go. They're getting class and actual names mixed up, I think the questioner yeah. was. So, good
yeah.
work. Good work.
You know, you've got that question about the cartilaginous fish.
Yes.
And all that. Well, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know their class.
Oh, well, yeah. And I'm looking for the class, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Nancy sure. from beautiful downtown Almelin.
Another,
yes.
More royalty.
I will just shout out to former King Ed and Prince Donnie and Tammany Jane and the Dip in the Road.
Don't forget the Dip in the Road.
I love the Dip in the Road.
We love the Dip in the Road. All right, Nancy, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, do you have the answer about the two mammals that lay eggs?
I did.
What were one was the platypus, what was the other one?
Spiny anteater.
Oh, is that what Nancy's just answering right now?
That is yes. correct, sir.
Oh, she's always stealing my thunder, that woman. But I want to bring out a third option after the Green Cheese picnic.
Okay.
Because when we were driving home, Brandy Jo Bachman, the way she was yelling at us all for our behavior, that sounded like a hen laying eggs. So I was going to say, the Brandy Jo Bachman is a mammal that lays eggs.
Easy now,
easy,
fella.
Easy, big fella.
Hello! She loves me. Shout out to Brandy Jo Bachman Authority.
She's running the show here, pal.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, she kind of does. She keeps us in order.
So. All right,
thanks. All right, love you all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Julie?
Yes.
Okay, so it is very science-heavy tonight.
It is so, kind of, huh?
Yes, it is. So it's Delvin from up in the compound on Turtle Lake.
Okay.
So we're going to try to answer the Philip Marlowe question. Has that been answered yet?
It has not.
We're thinking, how about Dashiell Hammett?
No.
Well, he's the writer.
Oh.
No. Who created Philip Marlowe?
It wasn't Dashiell yeah. Hammett?
No, it was not.
I would have been wrong, too, there, buddy.
Yeah, okay. And then we joined late. What is the plump yew tree question?
Where can the plump yew tree can be found where?
Okay. All right, well, we're kind of out of it. Let's go back to more pop culture.
Okay, we got it. We'll ask some more questions. Good to talk to you.
All right,
Turtle Lake. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Simon the Lakes again, weighing in on another science question.
Okay, good.
Well, you asked about the rate-limiting enzyme in glycolysis.
Yes.
And there's actually a few of them involved there.
Okay.
So that's part of the problem, I think. I think there's like three. But if you have one with three letters, are the letters you have PFK?
That is correct.
Yeah, well, that is phosphofructokinase, that's what that is.
Oh, I knew that. And
it's sometimes abbreviated PFK.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the correct answer.
That
but
is.
There's a couple of others involved as well, but
well,
anyway.
So hexokinase, is that one too, then?
Yes, that is one indeed. That is correct. Yes, that would be, I think that would be a correct answer as well, yes.
Okay, see, we need you on this, though, see. So I'm glad you're waiting in the wings, sir, and glad that you can get in because you're our teacher.
All right. Well, that was fun stuff. I'm a bit of a nerd with this stuff, as we all know. So anyway, great
you,
job, ladies.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. So, yeah, I'm down to trying to figure out about the plum yew tree.
Okay.
And so can that be found in China?
That is not what I have.
Or no.
All right, well, I'm not surprised. It was just a guess. And I was just excited to get through, and that was like the only question I have left.
We're excited for you to get through.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Danger Camp Oahu again.
Oh, we love that. Go! I'm glad you called. It's okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Well, I'll wait for more questions and try again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. We've got the lines are full, but let's ask a couple
I have a few Walking Dead, leftover Walking Dead from a few months ago. Which character was the first to discover the barn full of walkers in Herschel's barn?
Mm.
What is the name of the prison where Rick's group takes shelter in season 3? And who kills the governor in season 4? One of the best bad
guys
people.
Ever.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've got these three-of-a-kind questions. These were a few months old, too. Each of these words in this three-word sets may be combined with another word to form a familiar phrase or name. Find that common word. For instance, cheese, bikini, and theory, string would combine those. Armstrong, bass, and free, Lance would combine those
yes.
too. So by, B-U-Y, George, and Pete. Your next one, gay, batten, B-A-T-E-N, and dis. Corner, high, and ball. Penalty, red, and car.
You should probably read those again.
Okay. By, B-U-Y, George, and Pete.
Pete, P-E-T-E.
Mm-hmm. Corner, high, and ball. Penalty, red, and car. Gay, batten, and dis, D-I-S. There's a word that each one of those could have after it. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you get the answer for a cartilage in a fish?
No. The class?
Are you asking for an example of one?
No, I'm actually asking for the class of them.
Oh, because I was thinking of a sturgeon, but maybe that's not, since that's not the class, maybe that's won't okay. answer. That won't
Because a shark is one as well, huh? So...
Yeah,
we're looking for the
we're looking for the class, not the fish.
Okay.
Where are you calling?
Thank
from?
You.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling currently from Alexandria, Minnesota.
Hey, good to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, it's Jigs from the garage.
Hi, Jigs.
Yeah, Simon got me thinking on that Packus deal.
Yes.
I think it's a variety copy.
It is. That is
named after the people that invented it or cloned it.
Where it came from, I don't know. It's a coffee.
What's the name of it again?
Packus, P-A-C-A-S, is a variety of what, and it is coffee is what I have. Good job, Jigs.
Good job.
Well, I got to give a shout out to Mojo and the Sauna, Big from Blackberry, and all the other teasers listening tonight. So
glad you are too, sir.
Try to get in again.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how's it going? This is Noah Calm from the Leany Bin. How are you?
Hi, Noah. Good to hear from you. Good. How about you?
Doing well, thanks. Hey, did I catch a Mario Kart question a while ago about a shell?
I did. I said, let me see here. Here. In Mario Kart, the power-up that targets the player in first and explodes on impact is a shell that is what color?
I'm going to go with blue and with a few spikes for good measure.
You would guess right with blue? You are right, sir.
Hey, all right. Well, shout out to all the cheesers out there. You guys are doing a great job. And special shout out to Luke and Haley.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, Julie. It's Jeff from Woodridge.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi,
hey.
Hi. So I'm gonna make a guess about Philip Marlowe. Raymond Chandler?
It is Raymond Chandler. Good work.
I'm dumb. Yes, of course it is.
Good job, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Shout out to Don and Janet and all the other cheesers.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Bye.
Have a great evening. Bye. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I already forgot the question. You said who created a certain name, like Dudley Moore? Or
there was no Dudley Moore.
Who created somebody?
Who created Philip Marlowe? Pretty close to Dudley Moore.
Yeah. Who is Philip Marlowe, first of all?
What?
He was a detective.
You know
okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, you know who created him was Mr. and Mrs. Marlowe.
I was just going to say.
Dork.
You are absolutely right.
Yes! Ring the bell. Hit the gong. Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you so Deeper much.
Deeper parts sir. Unknown. Let me get a shout out to Jigs in the Garage and my man Cass. Adios.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I am.
You are.
Great. I was calling for Swiss cheese.
Sorry, wrong number.
Yeah, bye-bye. Just kidding.
Penalty, car, and... What was them? The three? Penalty red and car.
Penalty red and car. What?
Flag.
No, you are on the right track. But penalty red.
A penalty flag, a red flag, and a flag car.
It's got to be a car. It's the word after.
It's the word after. I should have said that, dear.
You did.
Wrong again.
Not really. Now,
close.
You were very close.
Nobody gets more wrong answers than Mojo from the Sauna.
That is incorrect, sir.
That would be me.
Me.
I was going to call in and ask you to dumb them down, and you finally did, and I thought I had one.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. You guys are doing good. I'll keep listening. Shout out back to Keach, Jigs. Linda from Doan Lake, Don and Janet, Jeff from Woodridge, all the other players. I'll get back in.
Thanks, Thank you, Mojo. Sir. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hey, you had the question about the connected words?
Yes.
Has anybody answered, was it penalty, red, and car one?
There was an attempt, but it was wrong.
Oh, shoot. I hope it's not the same thing I'm about to say. How about box?
Box is correct, sir.
Ah, sweet.
See, penalty right on. Box, red box, and car box.
Right on, right on. Sounds good.
Thanks.
I could answer another one, but I won't because I don't want to break contribute to the breakdown in order.
Okay. That's exactly right, sir, as I have often wanted to do.
Where are you calling from?
What's that?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Becker. This is Becker Sauna Crew.
Yeah.
And I'd like to give a shout out to everybody out there peacefully using their First Amendment rights this weekend.
That's right, sir. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Bye-bye. Higher on green cheese.
Hey, this is Kilgore Scouts calling from Bemidji.
Hey, it's our Kilgore Scouts. Oh, that's not the king and queen. That's the ninja. Ninja. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but
yeah,
there's, there's a relationship.
Duke and Duchess. Yeah, I'm not sure what that relationship is, how that works exactly. The royalty. We've had the discussion. I think I'm a duke.
Oh, yeah, I think you're the duke, too. I was going to say, there is a relation. You're part of the royal court, I believe.
Yes, yes, okay. indeed.
And then soon to be on After Dark, I believe.
Oh, yes. Yes, I figured I'd get one in before, heading over towards the station.
Uh-huh, good work.
So there was a question you had about Luigi and a game that came out that was, like, based on him. Can you ask that one again?
Yep, I said, let me see here. In the Super Mario Brothers franchise, what year was Rosalina first introduced? And which spooky 2001 GameCube game starring Mario's brother got a remake for the Nintendo Switch in 2019?
Would that be Luigi's Haunted Mansion?
That is correct, sir. And way to know the gaming.
Yeah, well, I have a 13-year-old son.
I was going to say, busted.
That's okay. I was raised on Nintendo. I should know that one.
So shout out to Alec then.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
All right.
Thanks, ladies. Have a fun night.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Good evening, green cheese. This is Canada calling.
Wait, could you move away or something?
Or stop moving?
Yeah, there's some interference there. Are you? Say again.
Okay, this is Canada calling. I'm actually
is this
away from my store.
Okay, this is Woodbury, right?
No,
Sudbury.
Can you hear me okay?
I can now, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, good evening, ladies.
Good evening
to you.
Very, very nice to hear you guys back in action tonight. Happy 2026 to everyone.
Thank you.
The word connection, do you still have one or two of those out there?
Yes, I do. I do. Go ahead.
Repeat that, please.
Why don't you go ahead and read them?
Okay, I've got by George and Pete. Gay, Batten, and Diss,